And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday, the 5th of January. There are warnings of gales in Fisher, German Bight, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, just west of Seoul, 985, expected, Wales, 977, by 1800 on Sunday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming southeasterly, 5 to 7 later. Rain or snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest, 3 to 5, backing east or northeast, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Southwest, 3 to 5, backing southeast, 6 to gale 8. Fair, then rain or snow. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, southeast, veering south 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, perhaps gale 8 later, rain or sleet, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, southeast 4 to 6, veering southwest 6 to gale 8, rain with sleet or snow at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. South or southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, south or southwest, veering west later 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole, south or southwest, veering north or northwest, 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times, rain or thundery showers, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet, cyclonic, becoming north later, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, rain, moderate or poor. Irish Sea, east, backing north or northeast 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, rain or snow, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, cyclonic, becoming north or northeast 6 to gale 8, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming north or northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, showers becoming wintry and squally, good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, northeast 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, squally sleet or snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later except in East Fair Isle. Snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. And southeast Iceland, northeasterly 4 to 6, backing northerly 6 to gale 8. Snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Light icing. And now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, southeast by east 1, 15 miles, 1002, falling. Stornoway, southwest 3, more than 38 miles, 1001, falling. Lerwick, northeast by east 4, 24 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Wick, automatic, southwest by south 2, 19 miles, 1001, falling slowly. Aberdeen, north by east 1, 7 miles, 1004, falling. Lookers, north, northeast 1, mist, 2 miles, 1004, falling. Bulmer, south by west 2, 8 miles, 1005, falling. Bridlington, south by east 4, 1005, falling. Sandetti light vessel automatic, southeast 6, 1 mile, 1005. St. Catherine's Point automatic, east by south 6, 999, falling slowly. Jersey, southwest 5, drizzle, 7 miles, 998, falling more slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest 7, 2 miles, 995. Scilly automatic, Southwest 6, drizzle, 1 mile, 992, falling. Milford Haven, east, southeast 6, rain, 3 miles, 993, falling quickly. Aberporth, east by south, 3, slight drizzle and rain, 3 miles, 996, falling quickly. Valley, southeast by east, 3, heavy rain and snow, 3 miles, 999, falling quickly. Liverpool Crosby, east, 2, snow, 1 mile, 1,002, falling. Valencia, northeast by east, 4, moderate rain, 2 miles, 989, falling quickly. Ronald's Way, east, southeast, 5, rain, 3 miles, 1,001, falling. Malin Head, southeast, 2, 27 miles, 1,001, falling. Macrahanish, automatic, southeast by east, 2, more than 38 miles, 1,002, falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 4th of January. The general situation. Northern Scotland continues to lie in a cold and showery air mass. Further south, however, an Atlantic frontal system is bringing strong local gale force winds and rain or snow, with mild conditions now spreading across southern England. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. In south, southwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming northeasterly 4 to 6 later. But in north, northeasterly 4 to 6 throughout. Showers becoming wintry, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-on-Tweed. Southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northeast 4 to 6 later. Showers becoming perhaps becoming wintry, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south 3 or 4, backing east or southeast 5 or 6, then northeast 4 to 6 later. Fair, then rain, good, becoming moderate, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southerly 3 or 4 at first in north, otherwise southeasterly 5 or 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Fair at first in north, otherwise rain or sleet. Good at first in north, otherwise moderate or poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southeasterly veering southwesterly 5 to 7, but becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 for a time in north. Rain, sleet or snow at first, then occasional rain. Moderate to very poor, becoming good at times later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, veering southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8. Sleet at first in east, otherwise rain at times, moderate or poor becoming moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or southeast 4 to 6, veering south or southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, rain at times, moderate or poor becoming moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Cyclonic 4 to 6 at first in east and northwesterly 6 to gale 8 later in far west. Otherwise southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Rain at times, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8 at first in north. Otherwise southwesterly becoming cyclonic 5 to 7. Rain at times, moderate or poor, occasionally good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or southeast 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then north or northeast 5 to 7 later. Rain at times with sleet or snow at first in far north. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first in far north, becoming good at times later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in south. Then backing northeasterly, sleet or snow, then rain. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first. Isle of Man, east or southeast, backing north or northeast 5 to 7, rain or sleet at times, moderate or poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southeasterly 4 to 6, backing northeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in south. Rain in south, showers in north. Moderate or poor, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 3 to 5, backing northeasterly 4 to 6. Rain or wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeast backing northeast 3 to 5, then backing north 5 or 6 later. Showers, perhaps wintry, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northeast 4 to 6, backing north 5 to 7 later. Occasionally gale 8 later. Showers becoming wintry and squally. Good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles, northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and 6 later. Snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin and marks the end of the day on Radio 4. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and quiet night. Good night.
Welcome to the Inquiry on the BBC World Service. America has an obesity problem.
It affects our healthcare costs and the way we deliver care.
President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for US Health Secretary, RFK Jr., wants to fix that.
He has expressed concerns around certain oils, highly processed foods, additives in our foods, as well as sugar and sugar replacements.
U.S. lawmakers are already calling out big companies.
That's extraordinary to have that kind of bipartisan outrage voiced against our food industry. I've never seen anything like it.
Will he have a recipe for success or disaster?
I think Americans would be happy to be supported to eat better, but they're not going to like being told what to eat.
This week we're asking, can RFK Jr. make America healthy again? I'm Charmaine Cozier. Join me on The Inquiry after the news.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Talks to form a coalition in Austria have ended, and the Chancellor, Karl Nehammer, has said his Austrian People's Party will not resume talks with the Social Democratic Party. On Friday, a third party, NEOS, pulled out of the talks. Our Vienna correspondent, Bethany Bell, says this leaves Austria in a difficult situation.
The actual winner of the election in September was the far-right Freedom Party, which is Eurosceptic and friendly towards Russia. In normal circumstances, the Freedom Party would have been given the right to form a government, but Austria's president, because no other parties said that they would be able to form a coalition with him, gave the task to the party that came second, which was Mr. Nehammer and his Conservatives. He's now failed to do that, and the most likely options are either that the Freedom Party will be given the task of trying to form a coalition government, or that there'll be a snap election.
Ceremonies honouring the former US President Jimmy Carter have begun in Georgia. He died last week at the age of 100. His body will remain at the Carter Presidential Center for 4 days to enable the public to pay their respects. The center's chief executive, Paige Alexander, described how she believed former President Carter should be remembered.
I think as a humanitarian, as well as his sincerity and integrity. I mean, at the end of the day, you have a politician who would say during a debate, you know, the Honorable President Ford and I disagree on these issues. You don't hear that now. And that moral compass to be nice to people, to respect people, to give people the ability to better themselves was how I think he'd like to be remembered.
An award-winning cartoonist has resigned from the Washington Post after the newspaper refused to publish a cartoon satirical of its billionaire owner Jeff Bezos. Anne Telnase depicted